What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Me and Mike Dettelier just hanging out at the Game Bar and Grill as we get ready for Thursday Night Football. Washington Commanders taking on
the Green Bay Packers.
Thank you. I had like a brain fart there.
That's all right. That's all right. No, when I start to lose that, it's time for me to sort of leave the game. But, yeah, interesting game tonight. The Packers were out a couple of offensive linemen and how they attacked that. And Jaden, and again, he's unique because of what he can do with his legs. And he can buy time, and he's such an accurate passer. But also, too, to buy time with his feet. And man, if you give him an avenue, he's up the road, and he's like a track sprinter.
Mike, we got Saturday football in Tiger Stadium. SEC play opening up, LSU taking on Florida to help us break down the Gator side of things. Brandon Olson, host of the Locked On Gators podcast, joining us now. Thanks so much for the time, Brandon. How's it been going, man?
It was a lot better until you guys brought up Jaden Daniels, too. I'm a Giants fan, so I got a lot going on with him.
Oh, man, let me tell you something about that game. You know, I'm 65 years old. I've watched a lot of LSU football. I think it's the greatest game I ever saw an LSU player play in Tiger Stadium.
Wow.
He was unbelievable that game. It was like, you know, everybody else was playing tackle and they were trying to play touch with him. You know, and he was unreal. So he scores, and Pete Jenkins is defensive line coach. He told me, man, I went up to Jaden. I was like, Jaden, I love you, man. It's an unbelievable game that you got. And he says, the only thing I'm mad at you, you scored too fast. And he was like, Coach, don't worry about it. If they score, I got another one for them. That was unbelievable, Brandon. Seeing that game of what he could do out on a football field, he was a tilt-the-field player that night.
Yeah, that was truly one of the greatest individual performances we've ever seen from any college football player. That was just ridiculous. And it broke my spirit a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
LSU's defense, I believe, gave you some spirit because, man, that defense was lousy that year. Now, they got a defense now. They got talent. They got depth. And be interesting, I think the front line of the Gators has some potential to be a real strength for that football team. And you get one of your starters or one of your top players on defense back this week.
Yeah, Caleb Banks coming back is huge. I mean, last year he had a monster game against LSU, and I know, you know, I think that Florida Gators fans, we love that game, of course, but I do think that a lot of Florida Gators fans like to conveniently miss out or like to conveniently leave out that LSU was missing some offensive linemen in that game as well. But Caleb Banks had a huge game then, and hopefully now he's going to be able to do that again. I mean, we've been told he's doing pretty well for a while now and that he was kind of a game time decision for each of the past 2 weeks. And they ultimately decided to hold him out, which, especially considering the USF loss, might not have been the best decision, but so he's hopefully going to be able to come in and make a legitimate impact from jump street for him.
The earthquake was losing to what happened to USF, but you felt the aftershocks. What was the fan reaction after that game and in the last few days of losing to South Florida? Because, you know, with Billy, he got on a hot run last year, and certainly with your young quarterback and DJ, he lived up to expectations. He was one of the top quarterbacks in the country in Texas, and after a kind of a rocky start, man, they caught fire. They played really well and were really tough defensively down the stretch. And I tell this to people all the time. That you throw the Alabama game out because LSU wasn't even close in that game. The closest it was when they played the national anthem. After that, Alabama just blew them out the water. But Florida played Garrett Nussmeier better than any other team on that schedule. But what's the temperature in Gainesville with Billy Napier and what happened last Saturday?
Oh, my goodness. Fans wanted him fired at halftime when they had 9 points. They didn't even care about winning the game at that point. They wanted him fired just for not putting up enough. It's interesting because last year there was, of course, you know, you got blown out twice at home in the first 3 weeks to Miami and then Texas A&M. You ended on a monster run with 4 straight wins at the end once DJ Lagway came back from his hamstring injury. And a lot of people, I think, just completely forgave the first half of the season last year. I think a lot of other people can't forget the first half of the season last year. And then now you've got your 2 games that were supposed to be the easy ones on the schedule. You went 1-1. Personally, and I'm not actively calling for Billy Napier's job, but I'm kind of in the same boat I was last year, where I think at the University of Florida, it's realistic to have championship expectations, and I think that once you realize that a coach isn't going to do that for you, then you should cut bait. And that's kind of where I've been with Billy Napier. It's just I don't think he's going to be the coach to win you a national championship, and so I think he just might not be the coach at Florida. It's not that I think he's a bad coach, I just don't think that he's necessarily good enough. We'll see how it is. You know, the situation is just different now this time. Last year, athletic director Scott Strickland couldn't really get rid of Billy, because if he got rid of Billy, then he would get rid of himself, essentially. But since then, a basketball coach that he hired won the national championship, and he got a contract extension. So it's no longer about Scott Strickland protecting himself as the athletic director. Billy's kind of just on his own here.
When you look at it, and this is my opinion, Florida should always be a great football team. With the talent base around you, you have the financial means to suit this up. They have won big in basketball, won big in baseball. And my thing is, Dan Mullen, you know, he did what he did. And they were a good team. We're never really, I would say, a great team there. And aren't we seeing the same scenario with Billy? Where they're going to have a good record. It's just not going to be great. And with all that talent in the state of Florida, you would think that the recruiting part would really mesh for you, and it really hasn't.
Yeah, no, it's been tough. I feel like they've kind of, after Dan Mullen, because a large reason that Dan Mullen got fired was not just for recruiting. It was that he kind of phoned it in behind the scenes, and that played a big part in it, too. I know everybody wants to talk about the recruiting side, but there was more to that. But with Billy Napier, I feel like they kind of just went for who's the most opposite guy that we can get from Dan Mullen. And so they went Billy Napier, who, I mean, his focus has been building this culture back, building this program back. And Florida Gators fans, after every loss, including the USF one, they go, man, imagine what Dan Mullen could have done with this team. And it's like, yeah, Dan Mullen's a fantastic play caller, one of the best offensive minds around. But guess what? Dan Mullen would never have this team because he never would have gone out there to actually go and build it. And so I think that right now you overcorrected a little bit. I think Florida is very easy to recruit to if you're winning, because if you're not winning, Florida State and Miami are right there. So you think that if you're winning, it's very easy to recruit at the University of Florida. I mean, and by winning, I just mean, you know, get 7-8 wins and you can sell anything to these kids. But yeah, right now they overcorrected, I think, a bit, and you've got a coach who he has too much on his plate, and the unfortunate thing about that is because I do think that if he drops play calling, then he would be a significantly better coach. But like a lot of coaches, he's got an ego, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think having an ego is a good thing, but maybe a little bit too much, and that's going to be how he goes down, if that's how he goes down. But I don't want to say I respect it, but I respect saying kind of just trusting yourself there, going like, I'm the guy that can get this done. I believe in myself to get this done, but you're probably going to go down with the ship doing it.
I agree with you. One of the things with Billy, when he was at University of Louisiana, Raging Cajun, man, he always had sort of a two-headed or three-headed monster at running back. And we know Ball, just how good of a runner he is. Is that something that he's had to correct because of DJ? And that DJ is really a pocket passer. He will move around a bit, but he's really more of a pocket passer. But when he won at University of Louisiana, he did it basically with a pop-you-in-the-mouth running game. They won up front. They ran the football. Occasionally would throw it here and there. But with Lagway at quarterback, you're not going to run that system. That's why I agree with you totally. He had to turn that play calling over to somebody else, and he didn't do it. But who are the top backs other than Ball on this Florida football team?
Yeah, I think right now you're looking at it's the two-headed monster that they've got with Jaden Ball and Jacoby Jackson. Jacoby Jackson, I don't think, played a great game against South Florida. He did have one fantastic run that ended up getting called back. It was a touchdown, ended up getting called back because of an offensive holding penalty. But right now, this year, it's Jaden Ball and it's Jacoby Jackson, and it looks kind of like he's trying to lean more onto Jaden Ball as just the true bell cow. I don't remember the last time I've ever seen a Billy Napier coach game where your lead running back had 18 carries and your second running back had 6. It's usually a much more balanced split, especially, you know, you mentioned the ULL days when he had Trey Ragas, Raymond Calais, and then he had a whole team out there with the running backs and Montrell Johnson too. But it seems this year he's trying to take more of a, we're going to lean on Jaden Ball approach. And I think Jaden Ball is a great back. I really do. I think the offensive line needs to do their part at this point, which is a disappointment in itself.
All I know is I do remember this part about it, that when Florida was really rolling with Spurrier, they had wide receivers come out the kazoo. And so, man, it was like, who are you going to double team? Because, man, they would run patterns. And they are the one that really started it more in the SEC than any other team, of these crossing patterns. And, okay, I got you here, but somebody else catches you there. But they had a host of receivers that were so, so good. Is there a guy that in critical situations Lagway is going to go to? He's my go-to guy. If it's 3rd and 7, that's who I'm going to look for.
I think that DJ Lagway is actually very good at just trying to get the matchup. I think where he needs to get better is deviating from the first read, because, you know, we saw last week Aiden Mizell had 2 catches, but both of them were on 3rd downs, and they were both to convert crucial downs. And J. Michael Sturdivant got the target on 3rd down, and he didn't get deep enough, but to try to convert the first down. He's been very good at trying to find just the right matchup. It's just you got to go through your progressions, and he hasn't done that yet, which he's a young quarterback. You know, I know he's in year 2, but he's really not that experienced. He started 7 games last year. He finished 6 of them. He was rotating in the rest of the time. He needs reps. He missed basically the entire offseason. He needs more reps there. I think Florida's done a great job of getting speedy receivers. But one thing that I've been critical of with Billy Gonzalez at wide receiver coach over the past really 2 or 3 years is that I don't think we've seen the high school recruits that they brought in developed. I think that you look at all the best receivers that have come in under Billy Napier, and it's Ricky Pearsall who came in from Arizona State. It's Elijah Badger who came in from Arizona State. It's Chim Dike who came in from Wisconsin. They haven't really developed the high school kids long term. They've just gotten athletes there, but they haven't become wide receivers yet. And I think that that's been a big issue with them, actually.
Definitely appreciate the time, Brandon. Looking forward to this matchup. One of the better ones in college football, I feel like. LSU and Florida, great rivalry. Host of the Locked On Gators podcast, Brandon Olson. Enjoy the game, man. Are you going to be at Death Valley on Saturday night?
No, I I recently moved to England. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Whoa. I was going to tell you, hey, if you come to Baton Rouge, come to Acme Oyster House. I'll take care of you there. But if you're in England, that's a
little bit of a hike.
That's a four bus trip. That's a four bus trip to Baton Rouge.
A little bit of a trip.
Awesome stuff, Brandon. Thanks again for the time.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
That was Brandon Olson, host of the Locked On Gators podcast, joining us there. How's he covering the Gators out in London?
Man, that's a hell of a gig, ain't it?
Taking a break, and man, what a time difference we got going on.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
So I appreciate Brandon again for the time. Taking a break here.
But he's a young guy. He can, man, when I was his age, what? I wasn't even thinking about going to bed at this
true.
Time.
True. Weekend kickoff continuing on. We're getting ready for Thursday Night Football, 7 p.m. Commanders versus Packers right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. When we get back, we'll get into our Pick 6 segment, which will be extended once again to Pick 7 right after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino weekend kickoff as we get ready for Thursday Night Football, which will be part of our Pick 7 segment.
Yeah, right, so now, hey, man, come on down to the game, Bar and Grill, and, man, right alongside of us, if you want to place a bet on the games this weekend or tonight, you better do it quick if you're doing it for tonight.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of them lined up here. They all got all kind of prop bets. They were, man, I had to use the facility, so to speak. And so, man, I'm getting stopped by, man, what about this prop bet, that prop bet? That's a big thing today. Also, great food here at the Game Bar and Grill. And, man, if you want the steak, just hit next door to Adler's.
Now, my wife already said she's promised me for my birthday we're coming, so I'm going to check it out.
Okay, so you paying either way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm worth it.
That's it. Go ahead, Charlie.
Our Pick 6 segment, like I said, Pick 7 again this weekend. How did things shake out for us last week, Charlie?
Mike, you have had the best week of any of us so far, so congratulations. 6-1 for Mike Dettillier. Steve, Bobby both go 5-2. I go 4-3. And oh boy, guys, I got a bone to pick with a couple different people. For one, Brian Kelly and all that talk that he was saying that, oh, this isn't going to be Nichols 2.0 with that La Tech game. Yeah, so much for that. And then we got Younghoe Koo, who misses like a mid-30s yard field goal to potentially tie the game against the Buccaneers. So I was the only one that picked the Falcons and the only one that picked LSU, and it both blew up in my face because of Brian Kelly and Younghoe Koo. So all my rantings out of the way, I'll reset the standings, guys. Bobby is 9-4 overall. Mike, you are 8-5. And Steve, you and I are at 6-7. So I was going through the games this week. I really thought there were a lot of good NFL games that we could have potentially done. So we decided to extend it again. And I promise this is not me trying to get back into things by adding an extra game. It's just a really good week again in both college football and the NFL. You know, I talked with both of y'all and we were able to come down to three college football week two games. So we'll start with a top 15 SEC showdown. Number 6, Georgia, 4.5-point favorites at number 15, Tennessee. Guys, Bobby's got Tennessee plus 4.5. I'm going the opposite direction with him. I agree with Danny Cannell. I trust Kirby Smart more. I know that, you know, maybe there's some questions about Gunnar Stockton, the quarterback of Georgia. I don't like picking on the road, but this one I will do so. Georgia minus 4.5 on the road in Neyland Stadium at Tennessee.
This is a mental thing for Georgia. They have dominated Tennessee, and their two starting corners aren't playing. Give me the Bulldogs here.
I'm rolling with Tennessee. Yeah, I'm rolling with you guys with Georgia. I don't know what the Cannon's thinking on this one at Tennessee. Maybe because the Vols are home in this one, but
I think T-Bob gave him.
I see Georgia covering that number easily.
Yeah, so Bobby, I think he was basically saying they're at home. He likes them at home. I understand it. But give me the Bulldogs. I think they're the better team. They're ranked in the top 6 for a reason. Up next, guys, we got a really, really fun matchup at Yeoman Stadium. The return of Darian Mensah. When Duke goes to play Tulane, the Green Wave are 1.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got Duke plus 1.5. And guys, I really, really hate to say it, but I agree with them. Give me Duke plus 1.5. I think that Tulane still could potentially win this game. I have a point to work with here. So if it's a really, really tight game, I'll just be rooting for that down the stretch. Guys, I watched Duke play Illinois this past weekend. And Illinois is the number, or they were the number 11 team in the nation. There wasn't much separation there. I legitimately thought that Duke was as good as Illinois. It's just they shot themselves in the foot over and over and over again. 5 turnovers to 0 for the Illini. And that's how you lose a game 45-19 or whatever it ended up being. I still think Duke is really, really good. This is a good test for Tulane, who's coming off of maybe a little bit of a disappointing performance at South Alabama. But I agree with the Cajun Cannon here, guys. Give me Duke plus 1.5.
I just think that it may take a little while for Tulane's offense to piece together. And so I'm going to go with Darian Mensah and Duke here. I think it's a close game. But I watched a little bit of that Duke game. It was the tale of two halves.
Yes.
Duke was there in the first half. They had him, and they just couldn't put him away. He couldn't put points on the board. They turned the ball over 4 or 5 times. Man, Herb and I are watching. It's like, what the hell's going on? Got to beat him with Altmaier, and I got to give him full credit on that. He did a nice job with that Illinois offense. But I'm going to go with Duke here. I hate to do it, I'm going to go with the Blue Devils.
I think it's going to be a close one too, guys. I am going to roll with the Wave in this matchup. So give me them, given the 1.5 points.
That's a good pick, Steve.
Yeah, at home. I just feel like the Wave's defense will be able to keep Duke in check enough and end up pulling out the victory over here.
Trust me, Coach Summerall, I still love you, but I'm going with Duke. So, Steve, you are alone with the Green Wave. You got to hope that Tulane picks up a nice win at home at Yeoman Stadium this weekend. And finally, guys, wrapping up college football week 3, Florida at LSU, the game that we've been talking about all week. Number 3, LSU is 7.5-point favorites at home, guys. You know, it's really interesting that this line hasn't gone down. It's been like it started at 9.5, and then it kind of get the news about Braylon Moore, the center. Now he may not be playing. So the line goes down just a little bit, but they're still over a touchdown favorite at home in Death Valley. And I just think that's a little bit too much, guys. I agree with what Danny Cannell was saying last hour about this. Bobby and I both are on Florida plus 7.5.
I got to go with Florida here. I just think the point spread's too much. I think LSU wins this game. But history tells you these games have been razor close.
Right.
And I do think Braylon Moore is going to try to play. My thing is, even if he plays, how effective is he? And LSU's offensive line was El Stinko last week. And he played one play. You saw the big difference he makes, how effective Braylon could be. And I do think it does matter. Man, but that's a lot of points. LSU, Florida. Florida knows what's down the road. Look at that schedule. Once you get past LSU, you play Miami or Florida next. I mean, it's a gauntlet. The toughest schedule in the SEC. But I'm taking the Gators in the points. LSU wins, but I think it's close, as normal.
Yeah, I'm exactly right with you, Mike. I don't think I've picked LSU yet this year, unfortunately, and I'm continuing that trend going with Florida, getting those 7.5. I also agree, close game. We know this rivalry is always a tight-fought battle. LSU pulls out the win, but man, oh man, 7.5 is just too rich for my blood.
Mike, what did we say, take the under in this game?
Man, everybody's picking the under. That's what scares me, Charlie. Everybody said, I don't like that.
Everyone's taking Florida in this game, too. So, guys, we're kind of going with the crowd here, and that also kind of makes me a little bit nervous. Yeah. But we'll see what happens.
That was our college football, our Pick 7 segment this week. When we return, we'll get into NFL action right after this. Stay tuned. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino doing our weekend edition of Sports Talk. Weekend kickoff right here on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back here doing weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, getting closer to Thursday night football coming up at 7 o'clock right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Doing our Pick 7 segment today, since we got a little more action going on in the NFL world. That, Charlie, I guess you'll be liking these games that are coming up that the NFL has been putting out for us. And I know we got a good one tonight. We're kicking off our NFL segment.
Yeah, a couple of great games this weekend, guys. But we will start with the game at Lambeau Field tonight. The Green Bay Packers, 3-point favorites at home against Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Bobby's got the Packers, and guys, I was just letting you know off air, I'm back and forth between this game. Ultimately, this very well could be a push, like the Packers win 27-24 or something like that, and you know, whatever we pick ends up winning anyways. There's the stat that came out last year that basically every team after they played the Lions, because Detroit is so physical with Dan Campbell, did not have a very good week. I know there's a bunch of Packers players on the injured report, but they are staying home. It's a short week for the Commanders. Give me the Packers -3 here. I don't feel good about this pick at all, but ultimately, if it's a push, it's a push.
Two words, Jaden Daniels.
There you go.
So you know my pick, Commanders tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Washington as well. I just like the way Jaden plays. And, you know, you talked about it earlier, Mike. Just you talk about a guy that's calm, cool, collected. That's definitely Jaden Daniels. And I am concerned about the Packers' O-line situation right now. So give me those 3 points for Washington.
Man, if they got pressure on me, I see those defensive backs, those two corners for Green Bay, I'm going after them. I think this is close. But, man, and Charlie, you're right. If this was 3.5, that might be a little different story.
Right.
But I'm going with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels.
No, trust me, man. If it was 3.5, I would be with the Commies. That's how close this is. But give me the Packers. So we got a clean split here, actually. Bobby and I both going with the Packers. You both going with the Commanders. Up next, guys, we got the 49ers at the Saints in a game that is just cratered as far as the recent news going on. The number has gone all the way from 7.5. to currently 3 on FanDuel, guys. So Bobby's got the Saints plus 3. This is a similar one with the Packers and Commanders here, guys. I think this very well could be a push type of game. Give me the Saints, though, plus 3. I think it's one of those situations that if the Saints are going to win games this year, like, it's going to have to come against a team like the 49ers. It's just walking wounded.
It's not who you play, but when you play them.
Right.
Give me the Saints here over the 49ers. You know what? I think they win the game outright.
Yeah, I got no faith in Mac Jones at quarterback for the Niners. You don't have George Kittle. That's a huge downgrade over there at the tight end position. We know the Saints have so many issues with those big, lethal tight ends in this league.
Who's their receivers?
Ricky Pearsall.
Right now,
that's it.
Ricky Pearsall's your big threat. And, yeah, I'm going with the Saints here. I agree with you, Mike. I think they win this one outright as well.
So, guys, that is a clean sweep for the Saints. And, you know, hopefully we get to see some of those patented lollipop throws, so to speak, from Mac Jones in this matchup. Moving on, guys, we got a rematch from the Super Bowl this past year. Philadelphia Eagles 1.5-point favorites on the road in Arrowhead against the Kansas City Chiefs. Bobby's got the Eagles minus 1.5. I am right there with them. The Eagles are in a little bit of extra rest. I know Kansas City is as well, but they're flying back from Brazil. It's a little bit of a thing there. Eagles minus 1.5. I think this is a pretty easy pick.
Man, this one scares me, guys. I'm not going to lie.
I'm with you, Steve.
We saw Dallas do last week, it was pretty impressive game from Dak. If not for some drops by CeeDee Lamb, who knows what that game would have ended up like. It's in Kansas City, but I'm still rolling with the Super Bowl champs. Can't pick against Philly in this one. Give me the Eagles minus 1.5, even though I'm not feeling great about it.
If the Chiefs were healthy, I would go with Kansas City, but no way. I'm going with the Eagles. I do think this game is really close, though.
At least Jalen Carter's not suspended.
Well, here's my deal, though.
Nobody spit out.
Everybody say, well, they playing the same team they played in the Super Bowl. No, they're not. Man, look, all those guys that the Eagles lost on defense.
Right.
Didn't you see that Thursday night? Mm-hmm. The Cowboys went up and down the field on them. Though, you know what? I got to go with the Eagles here. I just think they're a better team now, and they are a healthier team than what the Chiefs are.
Right.
And then, guys, to wrap up pick 7, because I had to add the extra game, Monday Night Football. I think it's a really fun game. The Buccaneers at the Texans. Houston, 2.5-point favorites at home after their kind of tough opening season loss against the Rams. But that's really not a good matchup for Houston, in all honesty. Their offensive line stinks, and the Rams' defensive front is just ferocious. I got them bouncing back here. Texans minus 2.5. Bobby agrees with me. And for the second straight week, guys, I'm going against the Buccaneers, and I'm hoping that it doesn't burn me again here.
You're going to learn, Charlie. Don't pick that same thing as Amir. Steve, I'll let you go.
I'm a Baker believer. Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers getting 2.5 on the road here. I just think that they're going to be able to outmatch Houston. I just still not impressed with what I'm seeing from the Texans, and just concerned about overall that whole offense. And C.J. Stroud right now, it just seems very murky. I'm not clear on what's going on over there. I'm rolling with Tampa Bay.
No Joe Mixon.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Man, that part, people don't realize what type of back Joe Mixon is. Now, he got some issues sometimes off the field, but, man, on the field, he's a stud football player. I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. I know they won't have Tristan Wirfs. They're going to have to get some help, because I know one thing. Will Anderson coming off the edge, somebody get a hat and a hat and a hat. Better be 3 on him. But you know what? The Bucs, I think, end up winning in a really close game against Houston. Don't trust their offensive line. No Joe Mixon.
Another clean, an even split, Charlie.
Yeah, so we have two clean sweeps for the Saints plus 3 and the Eagles minus 1.5. And then we got the split on the primetime game. So You both are going with the Commanders tonight. Bobby and I are going with the Packers. Once again, that very well could be a push. We'll just have to see. And then, Mike, you and Steve are going with the Bucks, and then Bobby and I are going with the Texans on Monday Night Football. So I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Good ruck.
Hoping to climb back in the rankings and at least get above 500
for me,
next
Nico
week.
Collins. Come on now.
Taking a break here at our weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. We'll be right back to wrap things up as we get ready for Thursday Night Football right after this on WWL. Welcome back into weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're wrapping things up as we get ready for Thursday Night Football. Commanders and Packers kicking off 7 p.m. start here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Stop by the Game Bar and Grill. We've got plenty of TVs going on. The FanDuel Sportsbook right next to us.
Man,
and
this
man,
place.
I love the lounge chairs over there, too, with the TVs. You can just hang out.
This place then filled up real quick, huh? You look at that time. It filled up real quick over here. So, yeah. Man, yeah, they got the nice lounge chairs, and you can do the kiosk, everything else if you want to gamble or you want to stand in line. You know, the old-fashioned way to do it. So, yeah, it's awesome over here. Again, the food is great at the Game Bar and Grill. And if you like eating a steak and you want to miss a little bit of the game, you can just go to Adler's right next door to us and get your great steak. Also, the seafood there is awesome, too. Man, the seafood pockets, also the crab cakes. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, I had last week I had the roast beef sliders. Yeah. Those were good, too.
Yeah, because you and seafood don't get along. Y'all got
isn't
like
how unfortunate is that to be living in Louisiana with a great seafood state, and I got to stay away from it. Like the white flaky fishes I could kind of have, but...
You best go take medicine for that,
yeah,
Steve.
Shellfish doesn't agree with me too well.
You best go take medicine not to eat that shellfish.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully we get a Saints victory this Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. If there's ever a... I won't say must win, but a should win situation with this matchup.
You got a great opportunity here Sunday. Really right. Do. With a beat up football team.
Tune in for more. We'll have fans in the pro tomorrow. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. For Mike Dettillier, Luke Augusta, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. Coming up next right here on WWL. Who dat, folks?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.